This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour, one of those mornings, Wednesday, the 12th of May. Hi. We'll be halfway through the month by the time we get on the air. What, next Monday? We'll be halfway through the month. Memorial Day around the corner. And then it's just like a race to Labor Day. And then it's into the fall and ooh. And they all love
Stop.
It when I do this.
Stop.
Okay, so I have to pay tribute. This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, this is the time we spend together is so rewarding. It's just great. And my relationship with all of them, Jay is the novice here. And so when I tease about our families, and I don't really know, I'm looking forward very much to meeting Victoria's folks. I've only had her on the program for 4.5 years, and I still don't know her folks yet. But then I've only seen you in person twice in the 4.5 years you've been here.
Right.
So there's that. Jennifer and her father and I go back long, way back, way when Jennifer was almost a twinkle in his eye. I think I've known him that long.
Yeah, you were in the birthing room, I think.
Right? Pretty close. I've known you most of your life. I feel like that is a blessing. And Jay and getting her on the program, I feel very close to her father, who is the consultant for the program. And I was looking, he listens, he's the only consultant I've ever had. And I've had maybe a dozen consultants over the 32 years I've been doing a syndicated program, 33 years, 1988 is when I started. And all the consultants I've had would kind of listen. Victoria loves it when I get off on this toot because, you know, they kind of paid attention, but they didn't pay a lot of attention. Whereas Mike listens to pretty much everything we say.
Which is bad because he listens to everything we say.
Yeah. Everything.
Well, I find it good, frankly, because I find him refreshing. He and I have known each other for a long time. We never really worked together till last year. And so as he's listening to us this morning, he hears us talking about the news and with specific reference to what's going on in Israel and all of the interceptors that are filling the sky over there as the rockets come down from the Hamas and the sky. There are 100 rockets that have been fired on Israel. 100. Imagine living in a circumstance. Later in this hour, we'll have a part of a conversation that we had earlier with Uri Geller, who's in Israel, to sort of get the feel from what's going. Imagine, though, just living in that. I remember the first time I went to Israel, and I was driving. I was looking around at the cars. They're all beat up. They're all bent. They're all crashed. You know, the cars are all full of dents. And so I said to the person who was with me, why are the cars all beat up? He said, because everybody when they're driving around is worried about what's going on around them. Will they be bombed? Will they be shot? Will they, you know, so the cars are always, they're having accidents. They bang into each other. And so that's part of the norm. I laugh about it. But imagine driving in a city. Victoria, you're driving in New Jersey. Jay, you're driving down Houston.
Nashville, yeah. Our biggest concern is all of the nuts and bolts sitting on the highways that fell off of trucks or with construction that I mean, everybody's just driving around with cracked windshields.
Oh, okay, so there's that. And then there's driving around in L.A. when you know, who knows who's going to be in the next bridge to shoot at you.
It's sort of like a war zone, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I don't mean to laugh.
No, but it is. So, anyway, because this seemed to be a thread through our conversation today, and it's entered into the conversation a lot, what is the news? We talk about this being News Talk Radio. We do the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week, which is a focus on specific News Talk Radio issues and items, the top 10, as prepared by Talkers Magazine. But then there's what we really do here, which isn't just to talk about what's in the news. But when I criticize the news media, like I do frequently with regard to most of the things that are being covered that really aren't being covered by a real news person, somebody who really goes and gets the facts and says, here are the facts. This is what's going on. Instead, we have all this gobbledygook and BS that comes from these people like Jake Tapper and that other Carlson, what a bunch of them. You know, the two of them are two peas in a pod as far as I'm concerned. And I don't really give a damn what they think. I want to know what's going on. But because we were focused on Israel and, you know, where is the news? Why are we not getting the news? Mike sent me something that came from a qualitative and quantitative research paper that focuses on our appetite for news. And this is for people who are news junkies as well as people who spend a lot of time consuming entertainment. So and we kind of cross that line. We do both of those things here. And as you look at what's been going on here, the convergence, if you will, the folks on public radio, according to this research paper, made much of the Trump bump. That's what they called it. The explosion of news because of Trump and Twitter and the rise in news ratings. But it wasn't about, it was about Trump. And it was pejorative. It wasn't about this is what Trump did today. It was about Trump and the nuance of his personality. And anyway, the fellow who did this research paper says that the bump that came about as a result of Trump may be now morphing into a slump. And I think that it's interesting, Jennifer, I saw something this morning about how the Republicans are acting. There are 100 Republicans who signed some kind of paper, and I wanted you, before you had to go, to give us this is 100 Republican former officials who are, they say they're going to set up a new party if Republicans don't separate themselves from Trump. So what do you make of that? They say this is the last chance to get our act together. And I think it's in part focuses
honestly,
on...
I think that's the establishment. If you poll, and I don't really care what people who are in government or used to be in government think. I care about what the American people think. I care about what the party thinks. And the party doesn't agree with that. The party still, by and large, supports President Trump. Look at any polling and you will see that he is the person who comes up as the person people would most like to see run again in 2024 representing Republicans. Whether people like that or not, that's the
truth. Of those people. But it isn't of what you say, the traditional Republicans.
The traditional Republicans lost elections. The traditional Republicans, unfortunately,
well, they say Trump lost the election because of his personality. That's why
they didn't vote. Questionable. I don't know. Well, that's questionable. Trump lost the election, if you look at the numbers, by 43,000 votes. He widened the base of the Republican Party. He helped members of Congress do really well in the election. And more than that, I think what people don't realize is that he put some backbone into Republicans. For a long time, all you had to do was call a Republican a racist or a sexist. And whether that was true or not, and most oftentimes it was not, they would back off without defending themselves or their ideals. And so the days of that style of playing nice, the John McCain days, and saying something to your face and then completely acting differently behind your back, those days, I think, have to be gone. We have to. I mean, this is a culture war with the progressive left that has
been
going on
for 40
years.
But why does it have to be a war?
Years.
Why are we?
I don't know. It's
ourselves?
Not. It's not my war. It's a war
that
has been happening quietly.
Yeah, but it's being perpetrated by people who are on both sides. It's like the go back to Israel, the reference to Palestinians. This goes on and on and on, never gets settled. Nobody's moving ahead. It has hurt the country tremendously,
Republicans.
That's why
I'm
not
either. Should people stop fighting for
the country? Well, it depends on what you're fighting for. You're
going to
have a fight about Liz Cheney and whether she's
ridiculous. I know you're obsessed with her, but I think that is so inconsequential. The only reason people are talking about it is because CNN wants to make it look like there's a split in the Republican Party. I'm sure. I don't know, but I'm guessing the story that you're reporting on about the 100 people came from CNN, because that is the place.
Let me see where it did come from. Hold on.
Didn't come from, I can tell you, it probably did not come from any, like, consequential source.
NBC News. What I'm looking
same
at came
thing.
Up.
It's all politics. These are the things. This is the corrupt mainstream news media.
They're all politics. That's the problem.
Right. It is the problem. But they're trying to create, instead of talking about Israel, they're trying to focus on Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, to me, is inconsequential. She is still in Congress. She can still do her job. It's just going into an election year. Is she the person to be in charge of the Congress
so the
fundraising and switching seats? Wouldn't you rather have Elise? Well, let me finish this. Elise Stefanik flipped a seat. She flipped a seat in New York from blue to red. Now, wouldn't you want someone who has done that to be in the position? Well, I don't. It's not about you, Doug. You don't. You're not voting as a party voter.
That's
true. Right?
I am not. Nope. You're right.
Why are you so invested in a party that you don't vote for?
Well, because I think that they set a bad example.
I've never seen you say the same thing about the Democrats. I've never seen you show this much interest in any one particular figure.
Maybe it's because I
feel like I don't know why
like
you're obsessed with Liz Cheney.
Shown the well because it's a
Jen yesterday said she's cute.
I was here and this is. There you go. The mainstream news media is playing this up, and this was my point earlier. They're making it more important than the gas shortage. They're making it more important than a cyber attack on our pipeline. They're making it more important than what's
going on
in Israel.
All of that
because they think that it's somehow going to hurt the Republican Party. And I can tell you that if you look at the polling, it's not. The people in the Republican Party, forget the politicians, are lined up behind an agenda that Liz Cheney does not represent. And so it's time to
She represents me. So I don't count for the Republicans anymore.
What does she stand for that you like?
I think she's
cute. He doesn't even know what her policy is.
How does she represent you?
Right.
She's not my representative. I've got a guy.
But you said
who
she represents me.
I have
your
a
direct
woman
quote.
Named Christine Clark, who couldn't be more different from me and my values. She's my state. She's my congresswoman.
You just said she represents you. So what does she
to
represent you?
I was being facetious. And you
because you don't know one piece. Of, this is the problem,
been
though.
This and he,
but you don't know one piece of policy that she stands for. You don't. So
it doesn't make any difference. I just
it
think
does.
That it's the way that it's abusive.
Yeah, it totally does. I'm with Jen on this. It matters.
All right, Jay, you want to weigh in on this before we leave?
Love him or hate him. Know what they
Go ahead. Come on, Jay. Give it your best shot.
No, this is hilarious.
Okay. It'll be trending.
I can't wait until Liz Cheney gets voted out today just so I don't have to hear about it. And you know, right?
But she'll still be cute.
18 after the hour.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Trending time at 23 after the hour on the DJV program. I'm done with the abuses of these women. I've had it. I'm done. Up to here with all of this stuff from Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay. That could be a trending. What do you think about that, Jay? Can we put that trending? DJV host says he's had it up to here with his co-host.
Done.
Right. How about that? All right. I want to talk about something that's nicer. I like these love letters that apparently been going back and forth between J-Lo and Ben Affleck. So let's get to that. That's a big thing on social media that is trending right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Okay, it's 24 now after the hour. Let's get to Ben and, what do they call it, Ben Lowe?
Bennifer.
Bennifer, that's what it is. Okay. I kind of like Ben Lowe, though, actually. So they they're at it, and apparently they're liking each other. This is something, it just does show you that old love can come back again, right? They think about all the people that have been in your lives, Jay, Victoria, men that were in your lives that left. Can you think of any?
That door is bolted shut.
I was going to say, there's a padlock and everything.
Really? So none of the beaus that either of you had in the past would make it in your current life, even
hard
if you
pass.
Weren't married.
Nope.
Yeah, really?
No.
All right.
No.
So is this the exception?
Not that they're bad people, but I'm just with the right person.
Yeah.
Now,
the,
so
yeah. Those ships have sailed.
Okay, so that's a great way of looking at this then. Apparently, J-Lo is not with the right person. He's a scum. you know, like many of the people apparently she's been with before, she doesn't pick Manuel. So no, what does that say about her and Ben? You know, he's had nothing but trouble the last, well, since he got divorced, before he got divorced from Jennifer Garner, who he wrote wonderfully. He just said some just, I don't know if you saw it or not.
Well, she's driven him to rehab. She, after they separated, yeah, after they were divorced, she's been an amazing ex-wife to him and mother
of their
kids.
She really has.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And you can tell that they have a genuine friendship, that even though that the romantic side of things is donezo, it's
what do you suppose she thinks of J-Lo and Affleck getting back together?
Well, she knows that J-Lo came immediately before her. So, you know, when Bennifer broke up the first time, he jumped right into the Jennifer Garner relationship. So he married a different Jen like a year later. I mean, it was a short courtship because that's what he's into, the same as J-Lo. And then J-Lo jumped into Mark Anthony's arms, and they both just keep rebounding.
Yeah.
So,
all right, so is it time for another rock? Oh, does the old rock work? Now, he bought her a big rock when they were engaged before.
We never found out what happened to that ring.
Save a few
bucks.
I don't know.
The pink diamond? That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
In my mind, I want this to work. I love this wholeheartedly, even more so than the first time they were together. Like, yes, I want this to happen.
That's maybe very good for her. She doesn't take well to any missing. I think she's pretty tough, right?
By the book.
He's not going to put up with any of his nonsense. No drinking, no smoking, none of that stuff. Okay. Or you're out of here. Okay, so that's that story. Now, let's see. There's some stuff about Chrissy Teigen. What's this all about? This looks like nasty.
Yeah,
Give us a few seconds.
Pretty awful. So Courtney Stodden is the woman who was 16 years old when she married the 50-something actor. And back in 2011, these have been resurfacing. Chrissy Teigen was telling Courtney Stodden that she should kill herself. I mean, she even tweeted.
She really said that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there are screenshots. One of the things Chrissy Teigen said was, "My Friday fantasy, you dirt nap. Mmm, baby."
Oh,
wow.
Really?
How long ago was this?
2011.
Yeah,
oh,
10 years ago.
I hope Chrissy is. I mean, I think Chrissy has obviously grown up from that, but wow, that's rough.
28 and a half past the hour.
DQ presents. Picture this. Picture the new DQ Summer Blizzard treat menu with iconic flavors that taste like instant summer. You order the one and only drumstick blizzard with peanuts. Oh, wow. Crunchy waffle cone pieces, world-famous DQ soft serve, and blue sky bliss. Or maybe you get the brownie batter blizzard. Ooh-wee. Fudgy brownie goodness. You're feeling breezy and dreamy all over. Moments like these are why the new DQ Summer Blizzard treat menu exists. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As the migrant surge at the Mexico border swells to record numbers, DHS Secretary Mayorkas on Tuesday said no one is getting into the United States except unaccompanied children.
The border is closed. We are expelling single adults and families under the Title 42 authority that rests with the Center for Disease Control. We decided as an administration that we will not expel unaccompanied children.
Americans returning from overseas must provide a negative COVID-19 test before being allowed to enter. Del Rio, Texas Mayor Bruto Lozano tells Fox News this is not the case for immigrants being released into the United States.
Persons entering unlawfully that have no COVID testing, and the Department of Homeland Security was administering those tests, but they've recently called me, Dr. Eastman recently called me and told me that DHS can no longer legally administer those tests.
If you ever bought something on Amazon, the chances are your suppliers are from China. Chinese merchants represent 75% of Amazon's new sellers in January, up 47% from the year before. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Hamas and Israel exchange missiles, the consequences have cost lives on both sides. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Violence continues to escalate in Israel as Hamas militants fired rockets at Tel Aviv from Gaza Tuesday, with Israeli defense forces responding with airstrikes. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel Martin Indyk believes tensions will continue to escalate. He tells CNBC that Israel will do what it feels it needs to in order to get Hamas to stop firing rockets at Israeli cities.
The Israelis are seeking now to try to reestablish the deterrence that they had that lasted for about 6 years and prevented these rocket attacks, for the most part, from landing on Israeli cities. And they won't be content to call this off until they've inflicted enough pain on Hamas to get them to stop that rocket fire. Hamas, on the other hand, is going to respond by attacking Israeli cities indiscriminately with these rockets to try to show that they will not be deterred by Israel and to champion the Palestinian cause.
The fighting stems from Palestinian grievances over what they see as years of efforts by Israel to push them out of Jerusalem, also a pending court decision on evictions in the area. After nearly 5 years in space, OSIRIS-REx mission is heading to Earth with a sample of rocks and dust from Bennu, a 4.5 billion-year-old asteroid that has been in an orbit that brings it near Earth for the past 1.75 million years. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now 34 after the hour, Wednesday, the 12th of May. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner now, as Jennifer is on her way to do the morning program at KRLA in Los Angeles. We're pleased to have the input of everybody and everybody here. The input coming in about news. And what is news? Is it news that Tiffany's has created an engagement ring specifically for men? That is, women can go to Tiffany's and buy an engagement ring for a man,
which I think is long overdue. Right.
Why should it be just the men buy the ring for the women? Why don't the women buy a ring for the men?
Right, but men also buy engagement rings for men. If you're a gay couple, then someone has to be the proposed to one.
I love this idea. I've had friends that have gotten engaged, and the guy wanted a ring. He wanted some sort of engagement ring as well, because when a woman, like, the woman has the diamond or whatever ring, and people can look at it and say, like, oh, well, you're not married, but, you know, you're in a relationship. You're in a committed relationship. It's going towards marriage, where most men don't have that until they actually walk down the aisle and get the wedding ring.
Well, I think one of the things that I find important about our discussion of these things is that there needs to be, we're all about equality. So men who have not been treated equally by women since time immemorial when it came to things like this. It's like Valentine's Day. Where does a woman ever get anything for a man? Man's always buying
stuff
for women.
I was going to say, I don't know. I mean, my husband and I, we don't get things for each other in general on Valentine's Day, but everybody else I know that celebrates Valentine's Day, they both, everybody gets each other something.
I think maybe, Doug, you got the shaft. You didn't need to get anything.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. I mean, we always, on our anniversary, we each give each other a gift, so it's very equal.
Okay. Well, listen, maybe it's me. Maybe I have a bad attitude. That could be it. Who knows? Under the guise of finding out what is going on, though, I want to go back to our discussion of what's happening in Israel, the violence in Jerusalem. The fact that Joe Biden seems not to be saying anything about this, both parties seem to be having a little blowback here, both Democrats and Republicans, when it comes to what's going on over there. How come the U.S. isn't a little bit more involved, or there's not more voice coming from the Biden administration with regard to the violence over there? So he's under fire from members of both his own party and the Republicans because he's said, what is he going to say, I guess, is the question.
Well, I think in fairness, though, Israel has specifically told, and this was something that I don't know if it was, I saw it widely reported yesterday, but Israel specifically has told the United States to stay out of this.
Well,
Is
there any value in the condemnation, strongly worded statements about Hamas and the tensions that are in Jerusalem? Is that something that could come from, I'm asking the question, is that something, you know, that is, does
Look,
it have
Netanyahu,
any weight?
As long as Netanyahu is in charge, Netanyahu did not like Obama. Obama had no time for Netanyahu and thought he was just, you know, an arrogant bully. And Biden gets lumped into that as well because he was vice president at the time. Remember, Netanyahu was incredibly disrespectful to President Obama. He came over here, did not meet with the president, and yet was allowed to address Congress. That had never happened before, that a foreign leader who wasn't invited by the president. I mean, it was such a slap in the face to the Obama administration. I don't blame Biden for not wanting to jump in and say, oh, we got you, BB, you know,
we
got your back.
Can we move ahead? Can we move into a different time?
BB never moved ahead.
Well, that isn't right. Two wrongs don't make a right.
But we have
I don't
to,
know
you
what
know,
our position ought to be.
The facts here, though.
Let's see here. There's a congresswoman from Michigan said in an interview, U.S. is enabling violence by not getting involved. And she's a Democrat. So I don't know. I go back and forth. Meanwhile, the real situation, as described by Uri Geller, who was on this program a little earlier, here is the gist for those of you who aren't with it or following it. Imagine yourself in the position that the Israelis are in and the Palestinians are in. Bombs back and forth. Here's Uri Geller from his home in the Tel Aviv village of Old Jaffa.
Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, Israel with all of the bombings, the situation there has gone backwards. And so Uri Geller, who is a friend of this program, a friend of mine for decades, probably the world's foremost paranormalist, and generally he is a motivator, but here he is as an Israeli citizen. I just want him to kind of give us his thoughts about what's going on, maybe bring us up to speed as to in an accurate way portray what the situation is in Israel. Uri, hi.
Hi, Doug. So we didn't sleep much last night because bombs were flying, rockets were flying into Tel Aviv and suburbia and all over Israel. To run to the shelter takes 2 minutes, so we had to go down instead to the bathroom in the bedroom. So that's kind of under the staircase. You know, we live in a small apartment. We heard the bombs exploding. It's just not a nice feeling. I would even say that it's a living nightmare because it's like Russian lottery. You just don't know where the missile is going to fall. It could fall through your roof, kill everyone. A 16-and-a-half-year-old girl died yesterday with her dad because of a direct hit. And just an hour ago, two people died in the south of Israel. So this is a serious situation, and we are dealing with it. Of course, on the other side, on the Palestinian, you know, side in Gaza, probably there are also people dying, and the most tragic of all this is that kids are involved, and they are wounded and probably dying. So this is the situation now. I look out of my window. Old Jaffa is pretty deserted. But if I would go now into the center of Tel Aviv, no doubt in my mind that the coffee shops will be full and people are moving around. Also, there are troubles with the local communities that are, you know, Arabs and Israelis living together. Cars were burned last night. Synagogues were burned down. People were injured with by rocks. So this is what's happening, and I send positive energy to this situation. I pray to God that it will stop as soon as possible.
The leadership that your leadership, Netanyahu and others, and the leadership of Hamas, not necessarily the Palestinian leadership, but Hamas, pretty much has been the back and forth here. I have been there, as you know, five times at various times over the last 20 years. And I have seen each time I've gone there, I've always met children, Arabs, Jews, Christians, all going to school together, living in the same area, because the seat of all those religions is the city of Jerusalem. So there are people who do want to get along, who do want to make it work, and then there are others who perhaps find it expedient for their own purposes to create the mayhem. Is that an accurate overview, do you think?
Yeah, more or less. I'm looking now on TV. Sorry that I'm diverting. But it just says here that there is a direct hit in of a building in Ashkelon. And it's a municipality building. And it just now got a direct hit. So just a few kilometers from Tel Aviv and Old Jaffa, you've got Ashdod and Ashkelon, which are absorbing, these are big towns, they are absorbing most of the rockets, but also you've got the Gaza envelope, and they're being bombarded all the time. Again, 2 hours ago, there was a direct hit of an anti-tank missile that hit a jeep, and two men died and wounded. So I would say this is a war zone now, and probably the Israeli Air Force is bombing very precisely to take out the missile launchers and probably some leaders of Hamas leaders.
All right, so who makes these the missiles that are being used come from what country? Do they know where they're manufactured? Who sells these missiles?
I wouldn't know that. I just I don't want to mislead people, but many of them are home built, Doug. We're also taking out factories, small factories that are strewn all over Gaza, building these bombs and rockets. So all you have to do is run into a field, ignite the rocket, and off it goes to Tel Aviv or to Ashdod. Usually, probably today, they use mobile phones to activate the rocket. So you don't even have to go to a field. You sit in your living room and you fire off a rocket with your mobile phone.
It's been very strange, Uri, how the American media has been covering this. You would think that this would be significant enough for like some ongoing coverage, but yet a lot of our American media has been focused on domestic issues and the politics that you would expect. And so I guess I'm just looking for some clarity, because there's a lot of, depending on where you look, some people will say that Hamas is trying to test out America's allegiance to Israel during this time with the start of this. Do you feel like that is true? Do you think that America comes to play in this, or is this strictly the conflict that has been ongoing?
The conflict has been ongoing, but I think Doug and I know exactly why the media is covering it this way. This current White House administration, I feel, and I dare to say it openly, is anti-Israel, And that's period. That's where, that's why it's happening. So anyhow, it was great talking to you.
Yes.
Dougie, it was great talking to you. And I will make videos. You can actually go to the Sun's website, the British Sun. They just interviewed me, and it's online, the videos that I shot, so you'll be able to put that onto your website. All right?
All right, will do. All right, Uri. I'm glad we were able to connect.
Bye.
Be safe. Perhaps we'll talk again tomorrow. We'll see how this all shakes out. Okay, so in the meantime, that was an interview I did with Uri and the ladies with a focus, obviously, on what's going on here and now in Israel that we did a couple of hours ago. That's the essence of it, the gist of it. And there are a lot of things that Uri sent to us that Jay has posted online on our social media, facebook.com/DJV Show. Or at DJV Show. As a matter of fact, DJVShow.com, where you get our daily download, a discussion on the download that's there now, the podcast that's there now. We're talking about Grey's Anatomy and what the cast is being paid, kind of cool. And a lot of A-listers in Hollywood that are supporting a bill that would shut down puppy mills. Just a couple of the conversations you'll hear. Lots and lots of the ins and outs. If you don't have a chance to listen to the whole program, check out the download every day, djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour on the DJV program with the ladies of the day and the man of the day. The man of the hour, though, the man of the moment is Chuck Curry. He'll be here in just a matter of moments with some movie news, probably some things that you didn't even know were going on. Chucker's got that for us right after this.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Can you take care of the windows? Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Oh, yeah, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Now, why I know this, I don't know, because this is not a song that was just associated with Pulp Fiction. It was a pop song, instrumental in the early 60s, if I remember correctly. I want to say it was Dick Dale. Am I right on that, Phil? Is that Dick Dale?
It is Dick Dale.
It is Dick Dale. Okay, so there we have it. This became known the second time around as a theme from Pulp Fiction. So Chuck Curry is here. Why are we playing the theme from Pulp Fiction, one of the most awful, violent, horrendously horrible movies ever made?
How do I follow that one?
Welcome, Chuck.
It's not easy. It's not easy. When you get buried with negativity, it's not easy to get up. But
negativity?
Anyway.
What about Samuel L. Jackson and what's his face shooting up everything? Good Lord.
Well, let me explain. This day in movie history, Pulp Fiction premiered at the Cannes Film Festival May 12, 1994. Came out the same year as Forrest Gump and Shawshank Redemption. Talk about three awesome movies. Mm-hmm. Forrest Gump won the Oscar for Best Picture. And I love that movie. But I got to tell you, and I like Pulp Fiction a lot, but in retrospect, Shawshank Redemption is one of the greatest movies ever produced, in my opinion. But anyway, Quentin Tarantino's second film really elevated him to massive status in the industry, both as a writer and a director. Yeah. The movie made a lot of money, and it was a game. What they called a game changer. That script was a great script, and you know, Bruce Willis was in that movie also, and his acting. He's actually a really good actor, Bruce Willis. He did a great job in that movie.
He is. Yeah. Travolta is in it. Yeah. I mean, Travolta is Benny Barbarino, or whatever the name.
Tarantino was like doing, he's like taking really good talent like John Travolta, and when they're on the career down, and then he gave him a role that, you know, resurrected his career, and he got a lot of $10 million paycheck.
Then what?
Like,
how did Samuel L. Jackson fare from being in that movie?
Well, he's just he's working. Obviously any good role is good, but he's worked consistently for the last 30 years.
Yeah, as a matter of fact,
he's really had no downs because he's known as a supporting actor. So he's in. Like, every 10 movies, he's probably in one of them. He's worked consistently for the last 30-something years.
Very much so, yeah. I think he's just very solid.
Yeah, very solid.
End of story. All right, and would you say Travolta was solid like that? Bruce Willis, solid like that?
Yeah, well, different, because they're more leading men. See, when you're a leading man, you ride the box office. You know, if the movie tanks, it's on you. If the movie's a hit, it's on you. When you're a supporting actor like Sam Jackson,
I'd go to see a movie if Sam Jackson's in it. I like him.
Yeah,
and I think
I do.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you could say he's a supporting, but he's carried a lot of movies, frankly.
Of course,
just by his stature.
No, I feel like I carried his spot.
Yeah, that goes without saying, Chucker. Goes without saying.
You get the credit. I carry the show. Go ahead.
No, so you know, you get the credit when you're here. No question about that. All right, so what do we have to look forward to now? The next movie that's coming out. I have not seen the Stratham movie, but I probably will if I get a chance over the next couple of weeks.
Well, I know you're going to be excited because this Friday, or actually Thursday night, Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead, his $90 million zombie movie that Netflix financed, goes exclusively to Cinemark theaters for 1 week. Before going to Netflix, so this weekend.
Why Cinemark only? I know we were talking about that.
Because they cut a deal. Regal and AMC don't want to deal with the both streaming and theatrical. They don't want no part of it. But Cinemark collapsed and have agreed to.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.